USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's no response from the White House after the Supreme Court ruled OSHA can't enforce President Biden's vaccine or test mandate for large private-owned companies over 100 people. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
57%, according to a Navigator poll of Americans, support vaccine requirements. According to a Willis Tower Watson's report, a survey of 534 U.S. employers, a majority, 57% of respondents, have or will require their employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19.
The High Court did keep in place the mandate for most healthcare workers. In a statement, President Biden said it will save lives. One of the groups that challenged the OSHA action, the National Retail Federation, called the court's decision a significant victory for employers. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.